This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was conferred with Ethiopia's highest award, the Great Honor Nishan of Ethiopia, by his Ethiopian counterpart, Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali. Prime Minister is on a two-day visit to the African country, which shares historic ties with India. The award was conferred upon Prime Minister Modi in a special ceremony hosted at the Addis International Convention Centre in Addis Ababa, the capital of Ethiopia, for his exceptional contribution towards strengthening India-Ethiopia partnership and for his visionary leadership as a global statesman. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicated the award to all those Indians and Ethiopians who have nurtured the bilateral ties for ages and conveyed heartfelt gratitude on behalf of the 1.4 billion Indians for being bestowed with this honor.
Ye samman un anginit bhartiyon ka hai jinhone hamari sajhadari ko aakar diya 1896 ke sangharsh mein sahyog dene wale gujarati vyapari ho इथियोपियन मुक्ति के लिए लड़ने वाले भारतीय सैनिक हो या शिक्षा और निवेश के माध्यम से भविष्य संवारने वाले भारतीय शिक्षक और उद्योगपति.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Oman this evening on the last leg of his three-nation tour after concluding his visit to Jordan and Ethiopia. Mr. Modi is visiting Oman at the invitation of the head of state of the Sultanate of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. Prime Minister Modi will be accompanied by a high-level delegation. India and Oman are likely to sign comprehensive economic partnership agreement during Mr. Modi's two-day visit. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Vellore in Tamil Nadu today. She will perform darshan and aarti at Sri Puram Golden Temple. The president will inaugurate a meditation pavilion and plant a tree at the temple complex. Tamil Nadu Governor R. N. Ravi and Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. R. Murugan, will welcome the president in Vellore. The visit is part of a week-long tour of southern states, including Karnataka, Tamil Nadu and Telangana, from 16th to 22nd of December. Delhi government has taken strong measures to tackle the issue of air pollution in the national capital. Addressing a press conference, Delhi Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa said that vehicles without proper pollution under control or PUC certificate will not be provided fuel at petrol pumps from tomorrow. The minister further announced that there will be complete ban on trucks bringing construction material in Delhi. Moreover, private vehicles from outside Delhi with less than BS6 category will not be allowed to enter the national capital from tomorrow. National Working President of BJP Nitin Naveen met union ministers and senior party leaders in the national capital yesterday. He met party veteran Lal Krishna Advani, union minister and senior party leader Amit Shah, Nitin Gadkari and Bhupendra Yadav. The US has expanded its travel ban to include five additional countries while imposing new restrictions on others. The new expansion adds Burkina Faso, Mali, Niger, South Sudan, and Syria to the list of banned countries. The Trump administration has also implemented partial restrictions for 15 more countries. Additionally, travel has been fully restricted for individuals with Palestinian Authority-issued travel documents. The restrictions apply to both people seeking to travel to the US as visitors or to emigrate there. In men's cricket, fourth T20 international between India and South Africa will be played at Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. India is leading the five-match series 2-1 and will look to seal the series and take a 3-1 lead against the Proteas. The fifth and final match is scheduled at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad on Friday. Meanwhile, Indian all-rounder Akshar Patel was ruled out of the remaining two matches of the series due to illness. In place of Akshar Patel, the BCCI Men's Selection Committee named Shahmaz Ahmed as his replacement for the remaining matches against the visitors in Lucknow and Ahmedabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.